This is Jay Sekulow live in Israel. Some major developments to report and a week in review.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I will fight.
Again, for Jay, who is still overseas. In fact, we do have him on the phone. We're just figuring out a technical glitch. He's going to be joining us live from Israel here in a few minutes once we get that figured out. Joined again today here in Washington, D.C. by Than Bennett. He's my deputy in the Government Affairs Office. Folks, a lot more news to give you about this fight against the Fairness Doctrine. Well, right now we have members in recess. They've left for the 4th of July, but we are continuing to hand out that petition. Literally, as Than and I are on air, the printer upstairs is going, printing off your signatures, your names, so that we can hand deliver. In fact, this morning, Than and I have spent the morning writing handwritten notes to these members, those 113 Democrats that last year voted for the moratorium against the Fairness Doctrine, yet refused to add their names to the discharge petition. I understand that we've got Jay back with us. So, Jay, you're still in Israel giving people an update of what you're doing there.
Well, a couple of things I want to report on, and I'm going to be with for the half hour here, folks. I want to encourage you to give us a call at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We're talking about the Fairness Doctrine. We're talking about, let's get a week in review here, because a lot of things have happened, and significantly over the last week. We saw that we had a significant victory in Planned Parenthood increased funding attempt on their reimbursements for their drugs that they utilize. That was defeated and defeated successfully, so a major defeat for Planned Parenthood. At the same time, we saw a congressman and another name come on board and sign the discharge petition for the Fairness Doctrine. Our brief to the Supreme Court of the United States was filed, and I've been here in Israel working on a number of matters as well. So it's been a very productive and busy week, but in the middle of that, of course, Nancy Pelosi making that stunning statement that has been responded to by Congressman Pence. But the fact of the matter is, she wants to make sure voices like ours are not heard any longer. And that's the thing that we're so concerned about right now. And it's significant that we realize that as we continue to fight for what will without a doubt be a continued and significant attempt to maintain broadcast freedom, we've got a real battle ahead. There's no doubt about it, Drew.
Well, without a doubt, Jay. And, you know, another piece of good news is we've been reporting to you, the listeners, that we had roughly 135,000 signatures in support of a ban of the Fairness Doctrine. Well, I can tell you today we've got some great news. We have added 27,000 new names to the petition in support of the Broadcaster Freedom Act. We are now well over 160,000 signatures. That is part of the petition, Jay, that we are actually printing off right now and hand-delivering to members of Congress. So a lot of momentum going our way, but we're going to continue to fight to get the remaining 22 signatures on that discharge petition.
And what we need everybody to do that's listening to the broadcast right now is go to your phones and add your name to what is now the critical move. We're getting a lot of national media attention on this, which is great. But the fact of the matter is, for us to get a victory here, and I believe we can, we're going to have to continue a very strong momentum. So, folks, here's what I want you to understand. We're in a fight to make sure that our voice can be heard. Now, I'm in Israel right now. Drew and Than are in our D.C. office. We've got lawyers working literally around the world. We talked about the victory in the Planned Parenthood situation this week. We've talked about the fact that our Supreme Court brief has been filed. So a lot of work has been going on. We've talked about that we've got another congressman that signed the discharge petition. But keeping the momentum up is critical. Now, I've met with a number of Israeli government officials. I've expressed your concerns about this desire to divide Jerusalem. By the way, it's getting a lot of talk here, and it's something I'm very concerned about. If you want to talk to us about that on air, too, as well, you certainly can. We saw the victory in the Second Amendment case just the other day. Big, big victory there. So all of this has happened, literally, in the last week. And we're able to keep our voice on the air because people like you are standing with us. We've got, as Drew said, 160,000 people have signed on, 27,000 in the last week or 10 days alone. So here's what I want you to do as we get ready to go to a break. Folks, we want to make sure we send a message to Nancy Pelosi that we don't want her controlling our airways. Here's the number, 1-877-989-2255. Let me give you that number again. This is to add your name to our petition, which is going over by our Government Affairs Office literally as we speak. 1-877-989-2255. You can also sign up online at aclj.org. Back with your calls and some of your email questions right when we get back.
There's a storm brewing on Capitol Hill, and the issue is free speech. Some members of Congress want to return to the troubling Fairness Doctrine, a regulatory measure that gave the federal government authority to tell broadcasters what to air. Pure and simple, it means government-mandated speech. It's a dangerous effort that could cripple Christian broadcasting and programs like the one you're listening to. There is something you can do. Stand with the ACLJ and support the Broadcaster Freedom Act, a bill that will prohibit the return of the troubling Fairness Doctrine. It's time to stand for free speech, and that means saying no to a return to the Fairness Doctrine, and yes to passage of the Broadcaster Freedom Act. Let your voice be heard in Congress. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online at aclj.org. There's nothing fair about the Fairness Doctrine.
It's the Logan Show.
Hi, this is Logan Seculo, host of the Logan Show. Each week on the Logan Show, we bring you hilarious comedy.
Basically, I've invented extreme shuffleboard. It's a lot like normal shuffleboard, but here's the difference. Flaming discs.
Live performances and exclusive interviews with the biggest names in Christian music.
Tonight's special guest, Stellar Car. This is the purpose of our life. Sanctus Real. Toby Mack.
Cause we're booming out the stereo system.
Find out more information on upcoming shows, visit our website at loganshow.com. That's www.loganshow.com. The Logan Show is fun for the entire family and is on cable and satellite TV from coast to coast. In fact, we're on DirecTV every day on channel 378, the NRB Network. We're also available on Inspiration Network, iLife, FamilyNet, Daystar, GodTV, and many more. So check us out and see what you've been missing. That's The Logan Show at loganshow.com.
This is my right. A right given by God.
Defending freedom is the paramount interest of every member of the American Congress. I urge my Democrat colleagues to take a stand for freedom. Oppose the Democrat leadership's plan to censor the airwaves of American talk radio and American Christian radio. Sign the discharge petition for broadcast freedom and help us send the Fairness Doctrine to the ash heap of broadcast history where it belongs.
Hey, those are the words of Mike Pence in response to Nancy Pelosi's outrageous statement saying not only does she want the Fairness Doctrine, but she doesn't want to allow a vote on a piece of legislation that has got literally almost the significant number. You've got to have 200, and I think it's 22 or 23, and we're getting very, very close. Added another one this week. We're going to push this through because, folks, as I just said, I'm broadcasting to you today from Haifa, Israel. Drew and Thanner are in our office in Washington, D.C. We're giving you reports on what's happening globally on religious liberty issues at the Supreme Court of the United States, Planned Parenthood. All of that's this week. Now, we're seeing these huge victories and significant victories, and we've got to make sure that we can maintain access to the airwaves. So, again, if you haven't signed that discharge our petition to get the vote on the Broadcast Freedom Act, you need to add your name today, and I mean today, folks. This is very, very important. They're going to be on recess. We've got a window of opportunity here until the July 4th period when then they come back that we've got to show. We need to be at 200,000 by then. So everyone that's listening to me right now, if you want to make sure programs like ours stay on the air, you go to your phones right now at 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Let's send a message to Nancy Pelosi. Let me ask Than a question before we take a lot of calls that we've got coming in and email questions as well. Than, you and Drew are going over today. We're at about 160,000. We told Congressman Pence we'll get to 200,000. It looks like we're going to be able to do that with everybody's help over the next few days. But what's the tone on Capitol Hill? I understand you all have been in contact with another congressional office that has not yet signed on, and they've been getting inundated with phone calls.
That's right, Jay. We're actually really excited about this momentum. You talked about Tim Johnson signing on. We also are hearing that Robert Whitman, another Republican, is very close to signing on. If he signs on, that would make 197 members. We need to get to 218, Jay. That would mean that there's 21 left to sign on. Now, here's the problem. We're hearing from tons of members that are hearing from our listeners. They are calling and saying that they want their member to sign the discharge petition. The problem is Nancy Pelosi has given them talking points, and Nancy Pelosi has told them that they've already done their job, voted for the moratorium. But you know what, Jay? That was a one-year moratorium. They have to sign the discharge petition if they want to make the ban permanent. So our listeners need to be prepared to follow up with them when they call.
We're going to post some information. Let's get do this, guys. Let's get some information on the website, kind of a response to what you're getting from some of these congressional offices, so our people that are listening will be able to engage this and respond back when they get that call. And I think it's critical. Nancy Pelosi, listen, she said what she's going to do, and we got to take her at her word for it. She's going to try to get the Fairness Doctrine back, which will be the end of conservative talk radio and Christian talk radio as we know it. You need to go to your phones right now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. We've got a lot of phone calls coming in. We've got email questions calling in. Let's go right to the phones first. Drew, who do we have?
We have Lorraine calling in from Washington on line 6. Lorraine, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Lorraine.
Hi, Jay. Thanks for taking my call. I just don't understand. I guess it's not like this fairness doctrine has never been tried before. I mean, you know, they tried it and it had the exact effect that they said they did not want. So why is that, not a really big issue?
There's no doubt about why. They want to silence. I think it's really targeted primarily at Christian talk radio and certainly conservative talk radio as well. But as Mike Pence said in that soundbite we just played, the fact of the matter is it's targeting Christian talk radio also. They know how effective to be able to communicate to millions of people a day, as we can do on radio and then on TV as well, how effective that can be. And this is going to affect not just radio, by the way, but Christian television, as we know it, also will be impacted significantly by this, because the fact of the matter is that when you look at the impact that the TV and radio have together as a medium on getting jobs done, getting positions out there, advocating what we would call Judeo-Christian values, we're very successful at that, and it's because of God's grace and the support of people like you, Lorraine, who've called the program. But they want to silence that voice. They think that by silencing us and demanding, I mean, the irony of this would be it would demand that the contrary position be aired, for instance, on listener-supported radio, which is absolutely absurd when you think about it, but that's exactly where they're trying to go, and that's why we're fighting so hard on this. By the way, folks, I'm in Haifa, Israel, and we've just, our students at Regent University just took their exams today. They have completed their program, the first ever Regent University American Center for Law and Justice joint program in Israel. They were at Hebrew University and then for 2 weeks and then a week at the University of Haifa. So a great program, and we're very excited about that. And as you know, that have been listening this week, I've been meeting with Israeli government officials, and this issue of dividing Jerusalem is also very significant. So we'll take calls on that as well. So if you want to talk to us, it's 1-800-684-3110. Drew, who's next?
Actually, we have an email question from Pamela in Petersburg, Indiana. And actually, Jay, it strikes to the point of what Thane was just talking about, and here it is. Congressman Brad Ellsworth has asked me to call after two emails about the Fairness Doctrine asking him to sign the Broadcaster Freedom Act discharge petition. He stated that I have already signed a different bill that covered protecting broadcasters. I pointed out that this was a partisan move. What should I say now? Well, Pamela, let me just answer this real quickly, Jay. We're seeing this from a lot of members. Not only Nancy Pelosi making public statements that she wants to see the Fairness Doctrine reimplemented, but also we're seeing a pattern of strategy, and that is to have these members like Brad Ellsworth say, I already signed on to the ban. I don't need to do it again. What these members are doing, Jay, they are misleading their constituents, saying, I already went for the ban, but it's the one-year moratorium. They have not voted on a permanent elimination of the Fairness Doctrine, and that is something that Thane and I are really fighting against here on Capitol Hill.
Well, look, I think the reality is, and Dan, let's come up with a coherent response that we can give our listeners and the members of the American Center for Law and Justice on this so that we can respond appropriately. So we will have that posted online at aclj.org under the Washington Report later this afternoon. But basically it's this, that legislation doesn't solve the problem. And the fact that they voted for legislation that then is either a moratorium or it's not passed by the Senate really doesn't redress it at all. This is a political move to try to turn around the situation and spin it back on us. And the fact of the matter is, they're the ones saying they want the Fairness Doctrine. We're the ones that have to fight against it. Again, 1-800-684-3110 is our number if you want to talk to us on air. Who do we have next?
We have Ann calling in from Colorado on line 3. Ann, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Ann.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
My big concern is the fact that the government pretty much dominates the news and tells us what they want us to know. The news is not really necessarily always accurate or truthful. And, I mean, is this going to affect people like Howard Stern on his NASA
program? Because they're on satellite radio, and that's completely not regulated in the same way. This will be affecting over-the-air broadcast, TV, and radio. It doesn't affect cable, and it doesn't affect satellite radio. But all those local stations you listen to and your local TV stations that are covered on cable will will be subject to the Fairness Doctrine. Look, it was applied when it was first applied. It was applied against Christian Broadcasting. And believe me, everything that's, quote, controversial, which is what triggers the doctrine, believe me, that will be everything we're engaged in. And not just us. I think that will impact the preachers that are on the Sunday programs as well, that could be impacted directly by this. So it's got significant impact across the board here. And I want to reiterate something I've said. Look just at this week, what has happened this week. We had first the brief to the Supreme Court of the United States was filed. Followed that up by a victory in the Second Amendment case involving a very important constitutional issue involving the right to bear arms. Then we had Planned Parenthood attempting to increase their funding for medications at discounted rates paid for by taxpayer dollars. That failed because of pressure from people like you all who are listening. Then we followed up with another member of Congress signing the discharge petition in our favor. So momentum is here, but that's what they want to silence. That's what they want to stop.
Well, let's go right back to the phones. Let's get one more call before we go to commercial break. Line 2, Sydney from California is calling in. Sydney, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi. Can you give the names of the Democrats that have signed on, and we can contact the rest of them?
Yeah, well, let me ask you this, Drew and Than. There were a number of Democrats that voted for the Broadcast Freedom Act last time around, but do we have any that have supported the discharge petition now?
Well, Jay, we don't. In fact, we actually have two members, John Yarmuth from Kentucky, Jason Altmaier from Pennsylvania, who are actually co-sponsors of the Broadcaster Freedom Act. But of the 113 Democrats that voted for the one-year moratorium last year, not one of them has signed the discharge petition. That's why we've put up in the spotlight section at ACLJ.org, we have put a list of these 113 Democrats that voted for the one-year moratorium, refused to sign the discharge petition. They're all there. Name, congressional district, and their direct line in D.C. And I've been encouraging people, pull up that list and call those members and tell them, get on the discharge petition today.
Be polite, be courteous, but do make that call. Let me tell you something else. There's a couple of Republicans we need to make sure sign it as well. We see some movement there. I think the pressure on the Democratic, especially some of the conservative Democratic members, is going to be significant. I think of Heath Shuler in North Carolina and others. But, folks, for this to pass, for this to get a vote, and if it gets a vote, it's going to pass. It's going to take you responding and standing up to Nancy Pelosi's political machine on this. She's trying to make sure there's not a vote on this legislation. That's what she's aiming at. So here's what we need you to do right now. As we get ready to take a break, you go to your phones. And what I want you to do is sign your name to our petition that's going to Congress. And Drew and Than are taking that over even this afternoon, district by district, to make the point. And that's why we're seeing progress. It takes district by district work to do this. Here's the phone number for you to add your name today. 1-877-989-2255. Let me give you that number again. It's 1-877-989-2255. Everyone that's listening to our voice right now needs to sign this petition to get this legislation voted on. You can also go to ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Back with your calls in a moment.
There's a storm brewing on Capitol Hill, and the issue is free speech. Some members of Congress want to return to the troubling Fairness Doctrine, a regulatory measure that gave the federal government authority to tell broadcasters what to air. Pure and simple, it means government-mandated speech. It's a dangerous effort that could cripple Christian broadcasting and programs like the one you're listening to. There is something you can do. Stand with the ACLJ and support the Broadcaster Freedom Act, a bill that will prohibit the return of the troubling Fairness Doctrine. It's time to stand for free speech, and that means saying no to a return to the Fairness Doctrine, and yes to passage of the Broadcaster Freedom Act. Let your voice be heard in Congress. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online at aclj.org. There's nothing fair about the Fairness Doctrine.
Live from Washington, D.C.,
it's one of the most popular Christian radio shows on the air. And ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow takes your questions about the issues that matter most to you and your family.
Let's go to Anna calling from California on line 6. Hi, Anna.
On the broadcast, Jay provides you with the answers you need to protect your religious and constitutional freedoms.
We got a team of lawyers working on this situation. We're going to get a successful resolution.
Now, there's a new and easy way to get the help you need from the American Center for Law and Justice. You can now send Jay your questions and comments via email. Just log on to the ACLJ website at aclj.org, and under the radio section, you can send Jay an email question straight to our radio studios. We want to hear from you. Send us your email questions. It's fast and easy. Send your email questions now. Simply log on to the website, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice, dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the broadcast. I'm broadcasting to you from live from Haifa, Israel today. Drew Ryan and Than Bennett are in our offices in Washington, D.C. It's been quite a week. Our brief to the Supreme Court of the United States and the Ten Commandments cases out of Utah have been filed. So that round one brief is in. We had the next day, of course, a major development on the issue with Planned Parenthood and a funding issue where they were asking for increased funding for medicine that they dispense for abortions and other related procedures. And the fact of the matter is that was defeated as well because of your voice being heard. Followed up with the Supreme Court's decision in the Second Amendment case in favor of the right to bear arms. And then we also got word that another member of Congress has signed the discharge petition on the Fairness Doctrine. All of this because your voice is being heard and what you say matters. So some good news and developments there. Drew, you were telling me before the program that there was a very interesting protest that took place today in Washington. I think it's important to share with people.
Well, not only did Planned Parenthood lose out on more funding, per se, Jay, and not getting that request in the War Supplemental, but I thought it was a fantastic event yesterday. Martin Luther King Jr.'s niece, that's Alveda King, led a host of black pastors to Washington, D.C. They protested in front of the DNC, the Democrat National Committee, as well as the Republican National Committee. And guess what their call was, Jay? It was to call on members to stop taking PAC donations from Planned Parenthood. So I tell you what, Jay, the pictures from that, the news coverage was just fantastic because you are seeing a group of people rise up and say, hey, you know what, Planned Parenthood, stop putting your abortion clinics in our neighborhoods and stop giving to members of Congress who continue to support you and your policies on killing more babies. I just thought it was a fantastic event. It was just not a great week for Planned Parenthood at all.
Well, that's good. And the good news is that any week that's not a good week for Planned Parenthood is a good week for the rest of us. So that was a very, very positive determination. We're thrilled with that response. A lot of phone calls coming in. Let's get as many as we can before the program ends today.
We have Alan from New York calling in on line 3. Alan, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Alan.
Hi, Jay. God bless you.
Thanks.
Jay, I just wanted you to know through your listening to your program on WMCA for the first time in my 53 years of life, I did call my congressman, Congressman Anthony Weiner of Brooklyn.
Sure.
And I talked, and the lady was very nice, and I said to her exactly what you were saying, that I would like this Congressman Weiner.
Well, listen, I am so thrilled, Alan, that you made that call after 53 years of and never making a call to Congress, that it was over an issue like this. And look, it's important. And the fact is that you said they were polite but courteous, and you got to keep this pressure up. And one of the things that Drew and Than are doing tomorrow, and Than, you are going to take today, actually, you're taking these by congressional folks, we break this down by congressional district. So when we go in with 160,000 names, we may break out the 4,800 or 6,200 from that district, and then that has a big impact on people.
Jay, it does have a big impact, and let me make the point this way. The reason we break it down by district and by state is because the House of Representatives is supposed to be the people's house. They're supposed to represent the will of the people, which is the same reason that we're asking our members, or our listeners, to call their members directly, and it's the same reason that this position of Nancy Pelosi's in giving them talking points and telling them to ignore their constituents is so appalling. It's supposed to be the people's house. They're supposed to answer to the people. We here at ACLJ are trying to give you an opportunity to do that by signing our petition. We will walk it over to them. One other point I would make is, as members are back over the July 4th recess, you need to remind your member that it's the people's house. You need to remind the member that you sent them there and that it's time that they listen to what you say, not what Nancy Pelosi says.
Well, the good news is we're getting a gigantic response. I'm telling you, as I said, I've been broadcasting from Israel. And by the way, I'm going to be in our offices in Strasbourg, France, with another 40 students, or more than 40 students, that will be coming over from Regent University, as well as meeting with our European Center for Law and Justice staff that are handling international religious freedom issues literally worldwide, globally. And the fact of the matter is we'll broadcast there next week. the attempt on this fairness doctrine is to make sure we can't do that. So we can't broadcast simultaneously from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C., and the capital of Europe. Excuse me. And the fact of the matter is, when you get to a situation like this where you've got two world capitals that you're broadcasting from, believe me, there are plenty of people that don't like what we're saying. So I want to encourage people right now, if you haven't signed our petition, which is going today to the Capitol, you need to do so right now. Here's the phone number, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Well, let's go right back to the phones. We have Gary from Maryland calling in on line two. Gary, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yeah, thank you. I have several points, and I'll be as quick as I can.
Okay, Gary.
If these folks don't sign on this this discharge paper, then that means the fairness doctrine would come up for a vote, and they would have to vote for it. And then my other thing is...
Let me interrupt you for 1 second there, and I'll let you go to the second point. No, Gary, they actually can get this done through the... They don't even have to have a vote. Next election cycle, they could just have the Federal Communications Commission pass it, period, and that's it. And then they don't even have to get a vote on the fairness doctrine, but if we have broadcast freedom, they don't get to make that vote. Go ahead with your second point.
Yeah, I got it. Now, if that happened and they did that, would we take it to the Supreme Court, and would they find, do you think they would find it unconstitutional, or did that happen when it was instated before? How did it get
Well, the Supreme Court before held the Fairness Doctrine constitutional. I think we'd have a better chance this time, obviously, in 1969 when it was argued that our position did not carry the day. I think today we would, but it'd be very close, 5-4. I don't want to rest on what might happen at the Supreme Court of the United States. Plus, it'll take a number of years to get there. So the reality is you're going to lose all that time. It could take 3 or 4 years to get there. And who knows what will happen to the Supreme Court. It'll depend on the makeup of the court at that time. So very, very trying and serious issue. I'm relying on the court on this one. It's just not the way I want to go. Who do we have next, Drew?
Let's go right back to the phones. We've got Ben from Washington calling in on line one. Ben, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Ben.
Hey, how are you doing, Jay? This is
great.
Two points. One, it seems like Nancy Pelosi is taking her cues right from what Stalin did when he took over Russia. This is control the media, control what the people hear, so you can't make a decision.
That's exactly right.
This is wrong. That's just why Christians need to get involved in politics. This is exactly why. Because it's the people in the Federal Communications Bureau who have a lot of power. This is wrong.
And then you couple that with Congress, and you really have a triumvirate that could be very, very dangerous. You're right. And the good news is, and I need to say this, people are getting involved. We've had a huge response, 27,000 additional signatures in the last week or so. But we've got a ways to go yet. We've got to get to 218. We're at about 196, 197. Hopefully by the July 4th recess, we'll be back and getting at least at 200. If we could come back after their July 4th recess, close to 200, right in that 199, 201 number, then that gives us a couple of weeks to push to get that 18 more. We get a vote on this, folks, we're going to win this, but we've got to get the vote. That's the key part right now. So let's try to get one more call in before we call it a day. Who's next?
We've got Carol from Connecticut calling in on line five. Carol, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, thank you. My question is, are there any groups that the conservative groups can to a conservative point of view, like ABC News or NBC News?
No, because what they're going to do is they're just going to stop carrying controversial issues. News media is exempted from this, so you don't have a news media issue at all. But what will happen is, for instance, we didn't go on television. You all used to see us every week on TV. Well, we didn't go on TV until 1988, and that was after the Fairness Doctrine was lifted in 1987, because it would have been deemed, quote, too controversial and would have triggered the Fairness Doctrine. So we were able to avoid that by the doctrine being removed. By the way, we've got a brand new TV program airing this week on that matter we handled in Texas involving the indoctrination of Islam in an incredible way in that school. You need to tune in to go to ACLJ.org. You can get information about the program. But that new one's airing this week, so we're encouraged about that. So everybody stay tuned this weekend for that broadcast. Now, the fact of the matter is, and we need to be serious about this, we have got a critical time frame here. Drew and Than are going over in just a few moments later this afternoon. They're running off names now. We want to add more. We're going to continue into this next week. But we've got to have your vote on this. We need to send a message to Nancy Pelosi. Here's the number for you to add your name to our petition going to Congress to make sure we get a vote on broadcast freedom. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. You call now, 877-989-2255.